It's Brian Adams at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, Zach here with the Best Mix in the Morning show and your music news now for Wednesday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Britney Spears has accused her dad of emotional abuse while controlling her affairs, and now it looks like financial abuse might be in the mix too. Jodie Montgomery, Brit's other conservator, has filed court papers alleging that Jamie Spears used $2 million of the superstar's cash to pay for his own legal battles, mostly to fight his daughter's effort to fire him. In her filing, Montgomery says it is ironic that Mr. Spears now wants the conservatorship to reflect her wishes, since it is no secret that Ms. Spears has wished her father out of her life for years. Montgomery also filed a petition for a temporary guardian to help Britney pick her own attorney because she cannot legally enter into any contract on her own due to the conservatorship. And Britney may have a new lawyer by the end of the day. A Los Angeles judge scheduled another hearing for today about the singer's controversial conservatorship. Among the issues that must be resolved is if Britney gets new representation and whether she's permitted to select them. Attorney Matthew Rosengart agreed to fight for Britney's freedom. He will appear in court. However, under the rules of the conservatorship, Britney cannot make a decision about who to visit and when to shop, much less any legal arrangements. Judge Brenda Penny may allow a clever legal maneuver to benefit Britney. Her temporary conservator proposed that the judge names mother Lynn Spears as her guardian, who then selects Rosengart on behalf of Britney. Jodie Montgomery's proposal bypasses an evaluation which is required to determine Britney's mental capacity and something she never wants to endure again. And Camila Cabello's heart is really in Havana right now as she watches her homeland torn apart by protests. In a tweet that ended with a photo of the Cuban flag and an SOS Cuba hashtag, Camila made it clear she was on the side of the protesters, writing, "Hey guys, there's a major crisis right now in Cuba and we need your help to spread awareness. Deaths from COVID are rising rapidly and because of the lack of medicine, resources, basic necessities, and even food, many people are dying." Camila was born in Cuba and moved to the U.S. with her family when she was just 6 years old. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.